Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The first of six new ships for Norwegian Cruise Line has officially been named. Norwegian Prima will be the first member of the Prima class, previously known as Project Leonardo. It'll be smaller than Norwegian's recent ships, coming in at 142,500 gross registered tons and holding just over 3,200 passengers. Prima is expected to debut in the summer of 22 and will sail from a variety of ports before settling in at Port Canaveral later that year. The ship will be open for bookings on May 12th. And Port Everglades has announced that it has been working with the state of Florida to begin crew member vaccinations at Cruise Terminal 4. The program began on Monday and will run through June 21st, operating 7 days a week. Port Everglades is following in the footsteps of Port Miami and Port Canaveral, which are both currently running their own crew vaccination programs. And Disney Cruise Line ship Disney Magic arrived in Southampton, England on Sunday. Magic has arrived to the UK ahead of her staycation sailings, which will be 2 to 4 night cruises to nowhere from Southampton and Liverpool. The voyages are only open to fully vaccinated travelers living in the UK. And Cruise Line stocks were down slightly on Monday. Carnival Corporation at 26.27, down 1.8%. Royal Caribbean flat, 84.21. And Norwegian down 1.7% to 27.99. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.